What up, world? Welcome to another episode of the Brand Janu Show. As you know, I am Brand Janu, and like always, on all podcast platforms everywhere, Brand Janu Show. Social media platforms, Instagram, Threads, Brand Janu, Facebook, The Brand Janu Show, and of course, TikTok, Brand Janu Show. Go follow me on all of those social media platforms. Instagram, we gotta get back up there. I had a great Instagram a long time ago, but you know, yeah, but follow me on all those social media platforms, man. But really where you could go, man, is my YouTube channel. Subscribe to Brand Janu Show YouTube channel for clips, videos. Shout out to everybody that's been subscribing. Shout out to everybody that's been liking, commenting, all of it, man. I appreciate it. Truly, truly, truly. Let's now kick off March, man. Even though March, I did, you know, the Elimination Chamber Saturday. It is officially time to kick off March. Speaking of the Elimination Chamber, today I'm kicking off my podcast week with Wrestling Life. Now, a lot of things have been going on. The craziest swerve of all swerves happened this past Saturday. But I want to talk about last night on Monday Night Raw. Congratulations to the new World Heavyweight Champion, Women's World Heavyweight Champion, Io Sky. Congratulations, Io Sky. She defeated Rhea Ripley to become the new Women's World Heavyweight Champion in a hell of a match. Incredible fucking match. This is exactly what I've been saying. There is no other alternative but to just give the belt to Io. Not that they would physically fucking do it. But this was the only only way they could this could happen. You know, again, it's going to be a triple threat match. We all know this is coming. It's going to be Rhea, it's going to be Bianca, and it's going to be Io. That is pretty much the idea. It's going to be a triple threat match. Cool. Awesome. Whoopty freaking dude. Here's the problem. My biggest problem was how do you get there? How do you get it to be a triple threat match without actually pulling the trigger of Rhea not losing the belt? Well, Triple H said, fuck that. No, Rhea's going to lose. Rhea is going to lose the belt. It plays into a bunch of storylines with Rhea Ripley, which is very impactful. It plays into the fact that she's a loner now. She has no family. You know, Liv took everything away from her. She took the Judgment Day. Damian Priest is on SmackDown now. Rhea went from having, you know, a family for, but since WrestleMania 38, if you forget, like, yeah, since WrestleMania 38, when she turned heel with at WrestleMania Backlash and joined Edge and Damian Priest and Judgment Day, she hasn't been on her own since then. And now, and either she's been on her own, or she's been in Judgment Day, she's either been in Judgment Day or had the belt. So this is the first time she doesn't have Judgment Day or the belt. And it's kind of interesting. Oh, she's always had at least some revelations of somebody helping her. With, you know, Damian Priest. But now she's alone. This is kind of interesting. She's alone. She can't beat Io, which is very impactful. That Io beat her. It's clean. 1, 2, 3. And now she has to find her way into WrestleMania, which is very interesting. How do you get her into the triple threat match? Now, you know, there's a lot of scenarios that could play out to this situation, which is clean or plain old. Do they use so-called, the quote-unquote, the thing that should not be spoken of, the rematch clause, which is, haven't been invoked in some years now. I mean, the rematch clause hasn't been invoked in some years. They only use it when they feel like they need to. But does she use it to get into the WrestleMania match, which would be kind of stupid? Or, and this is what I was thinking after the show was over, I'm like, Bianca was out there. Bianca and her, it is what I kept saying, Bianca and her, just, it didn't make any sense to have that match happen. just 1-on-1, but it also didn't make any sense because who loses if Rhea is still champion? Io gets put into the triple threat match. Who loses? Io beats Rhea, takes the belt from Io. Rhea, this is great. That's a really good idea. Like I said, I didn't know how they were gonna do this, but Rhea losing the belt makes the most sense. It was the only way that can actually have a triple threat match. Or what if they don't do a triple threat match at all? And that's something else. We got weeks before this happens, WrestleMania happens. We got weeks. And I've been swerved for like now two fucking, it's not, I don't want to say I've been swerved, but I've been like, nah, they won't do it. But I could see it happening, which is what I'm starting to think. What if it's not a triple threat match at all? What if, because of what happened last night, if you watched it, you know Bianca and Rhea got into a shoving match because Rhea got upset with Bianca that she was cheering for Io to get back in the ring. And Rhea was like, yo, why are you cheering? I thought you wanted to fight me. I thought this was the match you wanted. And Bianca's like, yo, like I want Io and you to, I want this to be a clean winner. I don't want you to just be out here just celebrating the win when you pretty much got lucky that you won the fucking match. So for Io to beat her, and then they got into a shoving match, which I saw a lot of people are like, why is this not a disqualification? Very true. It should probably be a disqualification. I thought that would be very fucking stupid if they did that. That's how we got the triple threat match. Io got, Rhea gets disqualified. I mean, Io, here's the thing. Io would have lost if it was a disqualification. Just like she lost with the Elimination Chamber match, the Elimination Chamber qualifier. She lost that match because of a disqualification. So Io never got pinned. And you're gonna do it again? She loses because of a disqualification? That's stupid. I like the fact that the ref didn't do that. They didn't call her for the bell. I like the fact that she didn't call for the bell. That was great. Let the match play out. It's a championship match. Why the fuck would you do this? The fact that Io won this match. Io beat Rhea. It's gonna be a triple threat match, most likely. But my scenario was, like I said, right after the match was over, I was kind of like, they're gonna give you Rhea and Bianca at some point. That is going to happen. There's no story right now with those two women. What if you create this story right now with the fact that Bianca technically cost Rhea the belt, right? She technically cost her the belt. Rhea cost herself the really the belt. But let's say Bianca cost her the belt. Rhea goes to SmackDown and tells Bianca, you fucked me over. I thought you wanted to fight me 1-on-1, and yet you, and plus on top of that, having Damian Priest there, like I just said, Rhea's in this isolated mindset now, like, I gotta do this shit on my own, fuck it. Damian Priest is there, and he can't get through to her. Because now she's like, you know what? Fuck that. I wanna hit that shit. I want my title back. More importantly, now I'm out of WrestleMania. Even more so, it pisses me off. So what if Friday night, Bianca's in the ring. She's like, yo, she's pointing to the sign. She's like, I'm going to WrestleMania. I want to eliminate the chamber. She's going through what happened with Naomi and Jade. Rhea comes out. Rhea's like, nah, we got something to handle now. You cost me my belt. You cost me my title. More importantly, you cost me my shot at us fighting at WrestleMania. What if Rhea's like, you really want to prove you're the EST of WWE? You really want to go down this road? How about we wrestle? Winner goes to WrestleMania and fights Io. And then Jade screws Bianca. And that's how you get Jay and Bianca at WrestleMania. I have never been a fan of having Bianca and Jade wrestle at WrestleMania. I don't think Jade's ready to have a match with Bianca at Wrestle fucking Mania. That's just me. But the way Naomi got taken out in that Elimination Chamber, y'all think she gonna be ready for to pop up at WrestleMania in a month? Are you crazy? That was an ass whooping. If you really gonna play into the story, now she could pop up, but to wrestle at WrestleMania is crazy. And plus, on top of that, we don't know if Bianca assisted her, Naomi. Jay could just be coming out there to screw Bianca because she thinks she did. There could still be other reasons for why, Naomi didn't use Jay, I mean Bianca. But if you want to play off this scenario, right, of Bianca becoming a heel now, you gotta go full Flash here. Her being in this storyline with Io and Rhea doesn't make any sense. Bianca's in a whole nother fucking storyline on a whole nother fucking brand. And yet, this is why I kept saying it, like I kept saying, it didn't make any sense for Bianca to win the Elimination Chamber. What the fuck sense does it make? You're rushing a storyline with her and Rhea. Now you're rushing, really rushing a storyline with her, Rhea, and Io. The storyline is really between Rhea and Io. She can't beat Io. What the fuck does that got to do with Bianca? It just doesn't make sense. So what if the scenario is they back themselves into a corner? We back ourselves out of one. We have Rhea and Bianca fight each other before WrestleMania. Winner goes to WrestleMania fight Io Sky for the World Heavyweight Championship. Jade screws Bianca. And that's how you end up with Bianca and Jade. Like I said, I have been a super proponent of having Jade fight Naomi. But if Naomi's gonna be there physically, right? If she's not, let's go off of what just transpired. You need a match for Bianca at WrestleMania. The title match does not make sense. I've been saying this. You're rushing stories for WrestleMania. And what I have seen the last couple of times I've watched WWE in the last couple of days is that you can expect the unexpected, which is rare for the main roster. Maybe not NXT, but for the main roster, yes, Triple H has been very fucking predictable. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like he hasn't. He's been very fucking predictable. But what if that's the swerve? What if Triple H is like, no, we're not gonna have Bianca and Rio and Rhea at WrestleMania. We're gonna have Rhea versus Io and Bianca versus Jade. That's the WrestleMania matches. Because you're gonna have a Roxanne and Bayley match at WrestleMania. I still think it needs to be for the title. That's just me. You don't need Bianca and Jade to be for the fucking US title, but if that somehow some way ends up being that way, I wouldn't be surprised by it. But let's say that happens. Like I said, we got a month to really put this shit together. Bianca being out there Monday last night and costing Rhea kind of the title, somewhat, kind of makes me think now, what if Rhea and Bianca are going to just wrestle one-on-one? Rhea beats her, but Jade helped Rhea win the belt, win the match. You get Bianca and Jade. Bianca becomes a heel. Rhea's still a face. Rhea's still a face. And then months later, you get Rhea versus Bianca. And Bianca's now like, you caused me a chance to be champion again. I handle Jade. I'm here for you now. It could happen. But Io winning a belt last night really made me be like, okay. We going somewhere now, finally. Because it didn't make any sense. Because like I've said Saturday when I did the show, who wins in that triple threat match? The same thing if you still do the triple threat match. Now Rhea can win the belt back. Because there was a win-win, there was a lose-lose situation for everybody involved. If Rhea, Io, and Bianca had ended up in a triple threat match with no title change beforehand, you book yourself into such a situation where you can't. You book yourself in such a situation where you can't get out of it. You got now a triple threat match. You got a triple threat match now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bianca's undefeated. Bianca's undefeated at WrestleMania. Rhea's champion. Io, and Io can't lose. Now that Rhea has lost, Rhea can get her belt back by pinning Bianca, which I still don't understand if that's a good idea. I just don't think it. There's gonna be a couple multi-man matches at WrestleMania. The Intercontinental Championship is pretty much gonna probably be in a multi-man title match. Bron Breakker versus, I'm assuming, Finn now, which is kind of stupid. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think Finn and Bron Breakker is a great idea. I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't know about that one, but Prince is probably going to team with his brother against the New Day. I don't. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you do with Bron Breakker. I have no idea what you do with Bron Breakker at WrestleMania. Shinsuke feels like he's also going to be like a fatal four way, some shit. LA Knight him. LA Knight's going to probably get the belt back, and then they're gonna figure something out with LA Knight. I don't fucking know. But yeah, do you need to do a triple threat match for the women's title? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I think the scenario of what I just said would be way better if you just let Rhea Io fight each other and then Bianca Jade fight each other. And again, I have never been a fan of having Bianca and Jade wrestle each other at WrestleMania because I just feel like Jade is not there. Wrestling wise, to go one on one with Bianca, I don't think she's there wrestling wise. But if somehow, some way, if that's how it goes, then that's how it goes. Cool. Speaking of WrestleMania, now I've been very open, very open about Jey Uso winning the Royal Rumble, getting his shot at Gunther. I'm starting to kind of get a little worried about Jey winning this belt now. I'm starting to get a little worried, and I'll tell you why. Because of what Gunther told him. I'm gonna put you through 10 weeks of hell, and usually how to usually do it back in the day. Again, I gotta get out this thought process because I'm operating off of what used to be WWE. And a lot of us have done this in the last couple months, years. So that we keep thinking Vince is running this company. That's why Triple H is getting, John Cena turning heel Saturday was kind of like, what the fuck? And then last night, EO beating Rhea was like, what the fuck? We keep operating the mindset of Vince still runs WWE, and it's Triple H booking. But last night was the first time since Gunther literally told Jey, I'm going to put you through 10 weeks of hell. Outside of maybe when Jey announced that he was fighting Gunther, that was the first time Gunther really laid Jey Uso out since then. And now I'm starting to think maybe Gunther wins at WrestleMania. Maybe he wins. Maybe keeps the belt. Which brings me to what happened Saturday with John Cena and The Rock. There was three fingers thrown up, by the way. There were three. And then there were two. By The Rock. Is it a third man? Who's the third man? I don't think they pull the trigger on that. Jay's a fucking face. He's a massive face. He's a massive pop. But if you're not gonna make Cody a heel, At least not yet. Somebody's got to join them that we don't expect. Somebody. Who? Drew McIntyre, you would know. But somebody that will sell their soul. Because that's what we're going off of, right? To sell your soul to get everything you want. That's what we're selling this story off of. John sold his soul to become the 17th world heavyweight champion. Okay. Who's going to sell a soul to become champion when they have exhausted all options? Cody's already champ. So he's not going to do that. And he told The Rock, go fuck yourself. So that ain't happening. So, who's it gonna be? It's gotta be somebody that we're not thinking of. It may be Jey Uso. It might be Jey Uso. Jey might not win the belt at WrestleMania, which sounds absolutely fucking nuts. Why would you not let him win? That doesn't make any goddamn sense. That just is stupid. But if we're going off of this scenario in this storyline, Jey loses to Gunther again. He can't beat this fucking dude. Now he lost to him on the grandest stage of them all. Or let's say Jey does beat Gunther this time. But it's not like how we thought he would beat him. Maybe The Rock helped. Maybe somebody came out and helped him. I think that it would be better if Jey just lost to Gunther outright. And then Jey has no other options. He just says, fuck it. And just joins The Rock. But that's the thing. Somebody's got to sell their soul to The Rock again, right? Somebody's got to be the third man. If there's a third man to this equation, who is it? Who's the only option? If it's not Cody, who's the only other option? Jey. The way they're selling this story between Gunther and Jey, I don't feel like Jey is this should just give him the belt type of person. It feels a little weird. It feel like I said, it feels like they don't want Jey to be the sympathetic. This is how stupid this is. What you are doing with Jey, you should be doing that with Tiffany. What y'all are doing with Jey Uso, y'all should be doing that with Tiffany Stratton, with Charlotte Flair. Make it feel like it's still a competition. Like, no, you're not just gonna whoop my ass and then you can just walk off like it's nothing coming back. That's what it's supposed to feel like with Tiffany and Charlotte, not Jey and Gunther. I want Gunther to beat the shit out of Jey for 10 fucking weeks. Because it would make fucking sense. Gunther thinks he's better than Jey. He's proven that he's better than Jey. Charlotte's only living off a legacy. I don't know if you're ready better than fucking Tiffany right now. You haven't had a singles match in a year and a half. I don't know if you're physically better than Tiffany right now. I don't know if you're physically better than Tiffany right now. Tiffany should be whooping your ass. It should be an equal feel here. Gunther's better than Jey. He knows he's better than Jey. He should be beating the shit out of Jey every fucking week. That is why I feel like Jey's not winning at WrestleMania. Because it feels too equal. It's like, and again, you got nothing but time, weeks on weeks on weeks to continuously push, push this storyline. But this feels weird. It feels like Jey, and again, he keeps saying, everybody keeps doubting me, everybody keeps doubting me. I'm gonna crash out at WrestleMania. He does all that and he loses. Then what? You got no other alternative but to sell your soul. Getting to that point now. Speaking of Saturday, John Cena turned heel, ladies and gentlemen. Have you been living under a rock for the last 72 fucking hours? If you've been living under a fucking rock for the last 72 fucking hours, John Cena is now a heel in WWE, which is weird, which is fucking nuts. I still can't believe it. Still crazy. Still, he got some booze last night at Raw, which was kind of interesting. John's a heel. John is a heel. The question has now become, is this the greatest heel turn that has ever happened in wrestling history? I don't know. Depending on its impact. The problem with this is, you see, here's the thing. The reason why Hogan's heel turn was so crazy is because all we knew Hogan as at that time was a face. Even when he was in WCW, he was a face when he first got there. So when he turned heel, he turned heel. It just shifted everything. That was literally the beginning of WCW putting the nail in WWE's coffin at that time. They built the coffin out of that heel turn for WWE. They started to build a coffin for WWE out of that heel turn. And Hogan had been a heel when he turned heel 90, 96? Yeah, 96. He turned heel 96. He didn't become a face again till 2000, 2001, when they're about to lose their when the company's about to close. He didn't become a face again until like 2001. That's 5 years. Even when he went to WWE, back to WWE, they trotted him out as the NWO first, and then he turned face again. But even in that sense, that heel turn just shaped the entire wrestling world. That changed wrestling. WWE almost went out of business because of that heel turn. John Cena turning heel Saturday was shocking, was never before, well, I won't say never before thought of. No, it was definitely thought of. We definitely thought it would happen, but it just at this point in his, I think at the time in his career where we are like, this is the last year of John Cena. They're not gonna fucking turn him heel. That's stupid. Everybody with a wrestling brand, like John Cena is about to retire. They're gonna turn him fucking heel at this point in time in his career. Sure, that's what's gonna happen. And then he turned heel. And it's not like he just turned heel. He didn't just turn heel. He turned heel because of The Rock. What the fuck? He aligned himself. What the Rock? You're like, what the fuck is going on? Is it the greatest heel turn ever? Time will tell. It depends on how the business shifts after this. Like I said, Hogan, we had a long extended period to see how long that heel turn would last. The NWO was literally the embodiment of WCW for a good stretch of time. That heel turn, like I said, catapulted WCW in front of WWE for literally, what, 86 weeks? Right? I don't think John's gonna be healed the entire fucking time. He's going to turn face. I say around SummerSlam. I think he turns face back at SummerSlam. But depending on what they do with this now Rock persona, this is why I say you need another top guy that's a face to turn heel for The Rock, which is why I'm thinking it may be Jey Uso. Because Jey can play a heel. It's not that hard for him to just switch it back to heel. It's not that fucking hard. And then you bring in maybe Drew McIntyre. And maybe that's the new faction for The Rock moving forward. But, and maybe Seth Rollins joins. I don't fucking know, but there's gotta be something. But do I think this is a change? Do I think that this heel turn is, do I think this heel turn is this business altering heel turn? I don't know. We shall see. What I will say is this. What I will say is this. I didn't see Hogan's heel turn in 96. I didn't see it. I was 2 years old. Of course I didn't see it. I saw John Cena's heel turn. I saw it. So for me, I have a different appreciation for it than probably Hogan's. I've seen all the documentaries under the sun over the NWO's heel turn, Hogan turning heel, everything. And all we can talk about is how it shifted the business. But I wasn't alive. I won't say alive. I wasn't able to grasp that heel turn in 1996 because I was two. I'm able to grasp the John Cena heel turn in 2025. That shit is catastrophic. It's shocking. It's game changing. Like I said, because where he's at in his career, the fact that it's literally his last year of being a full-time wrestler, and he has turned fucking heel on now considerably the new face of the business in Cody Rhodes, and who's in his spot, which makes this situation even more interesting because what has Cody Rhodes been saying since he got that belt? I want the John Cena schedule. I don't want to miss shit. I want to do it all, just like John Cena. And John Cena turned heel on Cody fucking Rhodes. The fact that that is some poetic shit, man. That is how good wrestling is right now. Because if somebody was to tell you that, you probably would be like, get the fuck. But Cody's been saying this. Kevin Owens even said this when they were going at each other. He was like, everybody knows you want the John Cena, schedule. And Cody's got the John Cena schedule. And now that John Cena's heel is fucking crazy to me. That is nuts. That is crazy. But I can't wait to see how this is gonna play out. Hopefully, when John Cena does go back on TV, we get something. We actually get, an actual promo from him. He's posted pictures on his social media. But nothing too crazy yet. So I'm looking forward to when he comes back to TV. Speaking of last night though, somebody that was on TV, full flash, live and in color, was CM Punk. Oh boy. CM Punk had a mini pipe bomb last night. A mini pipe bomb last night. The fact that that man came out, didn't talk, didn't do anything, he didn't want to do all that extra shit. Said, fuck the ring. I'm gonna get on the announce table and start talking shit. CM Punk went crazy last night. Nuts last night. CM Punk got on the announce table and ripped everybody to shreds. Started with The Rock, calling the man a ball-headed fraud. Like, the fact that they let him say bullshit twice in that promo, great. Thank you. If we on Netflix, let's use this shit. Like, if we on Netflix, let's really use this shit. The fact that he's like, yo, like, which is true. Like, The Rock comes back only when you want to. You only want to feel like you're a part of this, these storylines, when you feel like it. And that's kind of fucked up to people that's really out here trying to earn their spots in these situations where you can just walk in. Yeah, great for everybody, but at the same time, this is one thing that I do not like about part-timers. It's like, bro, if you're gonna do this shit. Like, don't be coming in when you feel like it, because you get the cheap pops when these dudes are out here really busting their ass, trying to get over when you could just walk through with your nostalgia and just get over. That's bullshit. And now we're wasting our time trying to get you over. That's now we're wasting our TV time to get these other people over. Like, a perfect example is like watch SmackDown in New Orleans when The Rock and Cody did that segment. The whole building was quiet after that. Nobody gave a fuck about that until the main event happened. But everybody fucks with Jacob Fatu. Everybody. So it wasn't that damn surprising. But CM Punk going off last night on that in that promo was awesome. And now I think I see what the situation is. And because of what's happening next week, which is CM Punk versus Seth Rollins, Madison Square Garden, steel cage match. Great. Roman's coming back next week. Let's kill that. Let's get that out the way. Roman's coming back next week. I have been on record. I've been on my podcast. I've been on all other podcasts, and I have said the dumbest shit you can do is do a triple threat match with Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins for no stakes at all, just outside of the fact of I don't like you. That's the dumbest shit you can do with those men. It's stupid. Why? You have no real reason for CM Punk and Roman to be in the same room right now. What's the point? And to be honest with you, I don't even think Roman needs to call Seth the fucking match. I think CM Punk should just win it outright. And when Seth's in a cage like he was on Monday night on January 6th, where he's in a ring just like destroyed because he lost to CM Punk again, that's when Roman comes out. The cage is coming up. You got nothing but time. I mean, you could literally run that bitch 10 o'clock. That's the beauty of having Netflix. Roman could come out right after the cage match. CM Punk is walking up the aisle. He leaves. Seth's in the ring, just distraught. Can't believe he lost to CM Punk again. He thought he was going to end it. He thought he was going to end it, and he lost. And the cage is up, going up, and that's when you hear Roman's music. And Roman comes out. You don't have to have CM Punk, Roman, to intervene in the match. That's stupid. Just wait till the match is over. Let CM Punk get out the cage. Let CM Punk go in the back. Do his shit, go in the back, and then when Seth's in the cage, just distraught that he just lost again, to CM Punk of all people, and he's like, "What the fuck just happened?" Roman's music hit, and Seth's face goes from just a distraught look to like a, "Oh my fuck! I just forgot. I gotta deal with this fucker." And there it is. That's how you get it. Done. We don't have to have CM Punk and Roman in the same ring. Why? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Let CM Punk leave the cage. I'm going to back, and then Seth is just shocked that he lost, and Roman comes out. Done. And you get Seth and Roman at WrestleMania. Now, what you do with CM Punk is you give him his WrestleMania main event. And yes, you do use the two-night formula. Now, Cody Rhodes has no friends. That's been the entire. This is why people didn't come out for him after, Cena turned on him. This is why people haven't come out to help him, because he has no friends. But Punk says, because I am your actual friend, I'm going to stab you in your front. CM Punk and Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and John Cena at WrestleMania. That's the match. That's night one's main event. And here's how this is gonna go. If Cody and Punk loses, then The Rock gets to name a special guest referee, which is The Rock, for that match. And it's no disqualifications. It's The Rock. I mean, special guest referee. The Rock is the special guest referee. Pretty much he gonna be calling shit how he wants to call shit, so it doesn't really matter. If CM Punk and Cody lose, The Rock is the special guest referee for that main event at WrestleMania at night two. And if Punk and Cody wins, then CM Punk gets added to the John Cena and Cody match. I'm gonna stab you in your front. That's how you get the triple threat match of Cody, Punk, and Cena. And even in that scenario, you can still do whatever you want to do because it's a triple threat match. There's no disqualifications. Either way it goes, Cody's fucked. Either way it goes, Cody's fucked. But I think that's a way better scenario. I think Cody, Punk, Rock, Cena. And maybe you substitute Rock out. I don't fucking know. I still don't think The Rock is wrestling at WrestleMania. But he needs to wrestle at WrestleMania. This is the only way this shit makes even a lick of fucking sense. He needs to wrestle at WrestleMania. And if you're gonna sit there and say that night the WrestleMania 41 was gonna be bigger than WrestleMania 42, what's bigger than Cody set Rock wrong? Rock and Cena, Cody and CM Punk. That's how the fuck you up the ante in this motherfucker. You up the ante. Rock and Cena teaming up? Get the fuck out of here. And then you give, and let's say Cena wins his match. Let's say Cena and Rock wins. You give Cena a win, which he desperately fucking needs. You keep Punk from getting into the match, but then Punk comes out night two to help Cody anyway. And that's when you hit Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't think Cena is beating Cody. I just don't see it. I don't see the scenario of Cody losing to Cena. I get it if you want to give him the belt. I still don't think it's a good idea to give Cena the belt over Cody at WrestleMania 7, at WrestleMania. I just don't think it's a good idea. Reason why I say that is because is Cena gonna be a full-time champion? Is Cena gonna be there every fucking week? If Cena wins, does Cody get a rematch? What is the scenario? My thing is this, and shout out to JD from New York, 'cause I was watching this, and he's right. That was that, like, everybody's like, no, that makes sense. That is actually a better idea than anything. I think that makes way more sense. Have Roman versus Seth, because it doesn't make any sense to have CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and fucking Seth Rollins. I don't know why the internet continuously think that's a good fucking idea. I have no idea why you guys are continuously trying to die on this hill. In what world does CM Punk and Roman Reigns have anything in common outside of Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman? That's it. Even I threw it in Saturday where I said CM Punk created the Shield, but he didn't want Roman in the Shield. You could play off of that scenario, but even in that sense, that shit still needs time to cook. I think we're going to get Roman and CM Punk. I just don't think we're getting it right now. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. What makes sense is what CM Punk said last night when he said, when I see you two and I get my hands on you two are going to both make a wish that I never did. Clearly, the direction that CM Punk is getting his main event. He's getting his WrestleMania main event this year. Even when he came out and said, y'all all think I've exhausted all my options to get to WrestleMania and main event, right then and there, you should have known something's coming. I think they're gonna use the two night scenario again, but this time they're gonna play into CM Punk's own insecurities, which is not only do you want a main event, but you want to be champion again. You want the title too. So how about we up the ante? If me and Cena win, Rock and Cena, our special guest referee, Cena and Cody. And I'm telling you right now, Cody, anything goes if I'm the referee in that match. I don't give a shit what Cena does to you. He could beat your ass from pillar to post with a chair and an extension cord. I don't give a fuck. But if y'all win, if Cody and Punk wins, then Punk, you get added to the match. And now Cody's in a bit of a situation. Because now he's like, I want to win because I don't want to fight Cena and know that The Rock is a special guest referee. And anything can happen to me, like it was last year. But what makes it even worse is now, if I win, not only does my eyes go bad in night one, night two, regardless of my eyes are bad in night two, regardless if I have Cena beat me. If Cena beats me, then Rock is special guest referee. But if me and Punk win, then Punk's added to the fucking match, and I don't want that either. Like, I don't want that either. I don't want to be in a triple threat match with Punk and Cena. What do I do? And that is something that I think is very goddamn interesting. But I think that's how I think that's how WrestleMania is going to happen. I think that's how WrestleMania is going to happen. I can easily see that happening that way. I can see it. I can see that being a scenario that Punk Cody team up night one to go against The Rock and Cena. Winner of that match gets to choose. Cena and Rock wins. Rock is special guest referee. Anything goes in night two. But if Punk and Cody wins, Punk gets added, which makes CM Punk now question what Cody really is going to do to keep him from getting, from Cody now having a situation where there is no friends in a triple threat match. I think that's the scenario. I think that's the plan. Think that's the plan. I think that they're going to use the night one, night two formula. They're gonna have the main event, Cody CM Punk versus Rock and Cena. I just don't know who wins, and that's where I think I don't know who wins the tag team match. I would probably give it to Cena. I would probably give it to Cena and Rock. Because I think it's way yeah, I would probably give it to Cena and Rock. Because Cena gets his win, he gets the win. He hasn't won in years. Well, he hasn't won in a singles match, so you still need to give him a singles match. But I can see that scenario playing out. And of course, if I get off here, this weekend, AEW is got Revolution this weekend in LA, Crypto Arena, I think. Listen, AEW, I'm thinking I gotta get the match card. I don't want to do 13 fucking matches. I'm sorry. If I see the AEW match card and there's only like 8 or 9 matches, I'd be like, all right, I'll probably do a rate review show on this because I want to do a rate review show on the AEW pay-per-view. Them fucking night, them fucking matches be fucking long, bro. They be like 13 fucking matches and then you still gotta, talk about it. It's like, man, fuck out of here. You got MJF versus Adam Page this weekend. Looking forward to that fucking match. Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. Steel cage. Fuck yeah. Takeshita versus Kenny Omega for the International Championship, which oh, is it the Continental? No, Okada got the Takeshita I think got the what the He might have the international. I don't fucking know. Which is still stupid because you made this man go through a. T You made the champion have to defend his belt while the challenger just had a pass to the pay-per-view. Shows you how much they actually shows you how much they view Kenny Omega compared to Takeshita, who's the fucking champion. You got Tony and Mariah May fighting again. Mercedes Moné is fighting somebody, I don't fucking know. And John Moxley is fighting Adam Copeland. Great. And Swerve and Ricochet are fighting for who gets a chance to be the next number one contender for the AEW championship. Cool. AEW. AEW. The stage is yours. I expect great matches. I expect banger matches. I expect them to go out there and have amazing fucking matches. Match of the year candidates all over the card. Whoop de fucking do. Here's the problem. Until you inject storytelling into your fucking storylines, I do not give a single fuck. AEW is not on WWE's level. And I think we need to stop trying to compare these two things. AEW is great for what you love. You know what AEW is becoming? Like I've always said, AEW is WCW, TNA. TNA way back in the day never had a real good storyline like that outside of AJ Styles being an X Division champion. But the AEW needs storylines. And these storylines that AEW has are not good. I saw immediately somebody was like, hey man, can AEW top what WWE did with John Cena turning heel? No, they can't. They can't. Like I've always said about WWE, they have something that AEW will never be able to do. They got aces up their sleeves. The AEW can never pull. They can't do it. Half the fucking time, you don't know if motherfuckers in AEW are half faces or heels. You don't know which one they are. You have no clue. You had Chris Statlander be a heel a couple weeks ago, and then a couple months ago, and then she became a face again because you needed somebody to fight Mercedes. The fuck, MJF is a great heel. Keep him that way. They fuck up what they're doing. No, they cannot fix. AEW cannot compete with this shit. They can't. And instead of us trying to make it seem like they could, they can't. They can't. They can't. I'm sorry for people that don't understand that. AEW is a great company. I am looking forward to Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? Saturday, Saturday. No, it's Sunday. March 9th. Sunday. I am looking forward to March 9th. I am looking forward to Revolution. I cannot wait for that match. That pay-per-view. Great matches, great match card, awesome. But AEW is in a really great place if they just stay out of the way of WWE. Fans of AEW, I love you guys gotta understand there's levels to this shit. And as long as you don't have storytelling, you're gonna lose. Sunday's gonna be great. They're gonna have great matches, incredible fucking battles, just like every AEW pay-per-view I've watched since the first time I started watching AEW pay-per-views. They are going to always be great. Nothing more, nothing less. But they're not WWE. And they never will be. And you gotta stop trying to compare them to WWE, because then You don't enjoy your own brand that is there. They're not gonna be WWE ever. And it's okay. AEW plays a really successful role in what AEW is. Nothing more, nothing less. They are where so-called the best wrestler. I don't say so-called, but the best. I won't say the best wrestler because that's an opinion-based statement. Depends on how you feel about the best wrestlers. Do they always have some of the best matches? I would definitely say they do. But we shall see. We shall see what happens moving forward. But WrestleMania season is officially here. Thank God. And now I can finally be like, WrestleMania 41. Might be onto something here. Might be onto something here. But I'll see you guys soon. I am brand new. This is Wrestling Life. Peace.